Same stuff, different day. Yet another school shooting has occurred in America, and once again, the powers that be, the people that are in charge, prove that they are not serious about doing anything, not only to stop it, but to even curtail it. They want to blame people and objects that had nothing to do with the shooting that went on, while completely ignoring some of the based, most pertinent facts about why these shootings continue to occur. Politicians prove that they will do nothing to stop this, that they will sit around and wring their hands without accepting any of the blame or any of the fact that they have driven some of these lunatics to doing this killing, while they sit back and pretend that stealing your ability to defend yourself will make the country safer. We're going to talk about that today on the Blue Collar USA podcast. Greetings, everyone, to all my friends out there. I want to thank you for tuning in, streaming, downloading, however you get your podcast hookup, your podcast fix. I want to thank you for taking just a couple of minutes out of your day to listening to the Blue Collar USA podcast. I'm Tom, your perpetual host with the most, the guy that always tries to explain the truth that everyone else seems to want to leave out of the mix. Today, unfortunately, we are once again discussing school shootings. I'm so sick of talking about this topic. I'm so sick of the fact that every time the topic is brought up, the same damn things keep happening and nothing is ever done about it. So let's get into the meat of the matter, as it were, and talk about the latest school shooting at a Christian school in Nashville, Tennessee. First up today, this story from Fox News. Nashville school shooting, 6 killed, including 3 students, shooter dead. This is from Anders Hagstrom and Louis Cassiano over at Fox News. Shooting at a Tennessee private Christian grade school left 3 students and 3 adults dead, including the head of the school, Monday, as the shooter was also killed by police, authorities said. The victims were killed in the attack at the Covenant School, authorities said. Nashville police officers engaged with and killed the shooter, identified as a 28-year-old female carrying 2, quote, assault-style rifles and a handgun. Of course, assault-style rifles, for those of you that are new, are semi-automatic rifles that look mean because they've had tactical gear put on replacing wood stocks and hand grips. The shooter was identified as Audrey Elizabeth Hale, a Nashville resident who identified as a transgender woman. Now, of course, Audrey Elizabeth Hale was born a biological woman and identifies as a man. Investigators were investigating a home connected with her. Nashville Police Chief John Drake said Hale possibly prepared for the shooting, including having written a manifesto. Now, I purposely went back and got a story from the day before, so it says purpose. It says allegedly here in some places where we know things have already happened. I did that so we can get a more complete look at the details, because as news progresses, they tend to just update information on old stories rather than going back and rehashing it. Totally understand why they do that. Anyway, Chief John Drake said, quote, "We have also determined that there were maps drawn of the school in detail of surveillance entry points. At one point, she was a student at that school," he said. "There was a vehicle nearby that gave us a clue as to who she was," end quote. Police say the shooter entered the building through a side door, fired shots before moving to the second floor. She actually shot out the glass in a side door. She was then confronted by responding officers. That actually happened about 12 minutes after she initially entered the school. That's how quickly they responded. They don't believe she was wearing any body armor, authorities said. Now, if you watch the videos, you can see that she was wearing some type of a black tactical vest. Doesn't mean it was body armor. A search of a Honda Fit driven by Hale to the school campus yielded, quote, additional material, end quote, police said. Hale also allegedly fired at responding police vehicles from a second story window. Hale was armed with 2 AR-style weapons, including 2 rifles and a pistol. 2 of the weapons may have been purchased legally in the Nashville area, Drake said. Investigators were probing a possible theory for a motive, but did not disclose any details. That's nonsense. They know exactly what she was doing and why she did it, and we're going to get into that and why that matters. in a minute. But first, let me finish this. Officials at the medical center said three young students were transported to Monroe Carell Jr. Children's Hospital at Vanderbilt with gunshot wounds. All three were pronounced dead after arrival. Three more adults were also pronounced dead following the attack. All three were staff at the school. The victims have been identified as Evelyn Deekhouse, Hallie Scruggs, and William Kinney, all age 9. Sorry if I mispronounced a name there. Cynthia Peake, age 61. Catherine Kuntz, age 60. And 61-year-old Mike Hill. Kuntz was head of the school at Covenant, according to the school's website. I believe Cynthia Peake was an educator, and Mike Hill, I think, was a custodian and a substitute teacher there. The Covenant School is a private Christian institution for students up to 6th grade. According to its website, the Metro Nashville PD confirmed the shooter's death in a statement, adding that the school had already been working on reunifying parents and children a safe distance away from Burton Hills Boulevard, where the school is located. That happened within a couple of hours of the incident. The only officer reported injury was when an officer cut his hand on glass. So that's the main part of the details in the story. There's also some rah-rah stuff where various politicians, including the mayor and Tennessee politicians, give their condolences, and I'm not making light of those things. I'm just not to the at this moment. It's not pertinent to the story, but yeah, prominent Tennessee politicians chimed in with their thoughts and prayers. So I guess it helps to know that people are thinking about it. It just irritates me that this continues to happen, and I'm going to get into that in just a minute. But I want you to understand before I start in on what I have to say, and one of the central themes here on the Blue Collar USA podcast is that the politicians in charge in this country, especially the damn liberal progressive Democrats, they are not serious about the governance of this country, and I'm going to talk about that in a minute. But before I get to that, I want to talk to you about some of the media types, media folks, influencers. These are not direct reporters. These are people that are, you know, some of them are sports writers. Some of them do this and do that. Some of these people are educators in some capacity or another, and I want you to hear some of the snark and the hate that has already come out within hours of this shooting. These are the things that some of these media types had to say. This is why you need to think long and hard when you go looking at the media and the things that they say in regards to your daily life, because I'm going to tell you something. Most of these media types live in a complete and utter bubble. They wouldn't know how to survive on any street, in any normal city in this country if their lives depended on it, if they couldn't sit down somewhere and write their little snarky words and pretend that they're better than you. They couldn't damn survive. They couldn't get a job in a gas station or a restaurant or driving a truck. They couldn't do these things to survive. No, they sit on their asses and they write and they talk. They jabberjaw. Anyway, as I was putting together the first story there, or finding a source for a first story to give you the basic meat and bones information of what happened at the Nashville shooting, came across this story also on Fox News by Christine Parks. Nashville school shooting, journalists mock prayer and drag show ban after Christian school massacre. Now, these are your impartial journalists. First off, Mike Wise. Mike Wise is a damn sports writer, but boy, just like everyone else, he has an opinion, and he's going to get up there and throw it out there. Now, someone, a Twitter user, posted this, said, "I don't condone Audra Hale's actions, though I understand their outrage against an intolerant state that brainwashes children through religious indoctrination. The reality is this human still identified as that child attending that school and carried that pain into adulthood," a Twitter user named Kat Amarco wrote. Okay, well, here's the problem with that Kat Amarco. She was 28 years old. She attended that school up until the 6th grade, as far as we know, unless they used to have more classes there, which they may have. But she'd been out of the school for years. She was a graphic designer. She was out living her life. And plus, her mother, a rampant gun activist, an anti-gun activist, put her in that school. So if that school was a hellhole of religious indoctrination, then her left-wing liberal mother is just to blame as anyone else because her mother put her in the school. But not to be outdone, Mike Wise, left-wing sports writer, agreed with the tweet when he copied and shared the tweet, and he said, "This is as deep and as real as it gets. Thank you." So right here, it's religious people or people with Christian beliefs that are the problem of these left-wing transgender folks that are not happy with their lives. Now, here this woman was 28 years old. She had a career. She was a graphic designer. She had moved on with her life and went on her own. But she was so deeply psychologically scarred that she took up the weapons that she used, I would assume, some sort of intelligence or some sort of learning that she got from playing video games, because that's one of the things she admitted to is binging video games. And she went and took that anger out on small children who never knew her. As a matter of fact, I'm fairly certain, I can't be 100% certain, but I'm pretty sure that the people at this school never did any of this to her, because I believe the headmistress or the person who was in charge of the school had only been there 7 years. So this woman would have gone through there long before then. She was 28 years old. So she went and attacked the building because something happened to her. And again, I go back to her mother put her there. Her gun activist mother put her in that school. And don't kid yourself. She was every bit. I don't know so much about her mother. The details haven't come out of her mother. But what we know about this woman, this Audrey Hale, she was every bit of a far left-leaning activist. She... Even when they were looking through her car, it was a Honda Fit. That's a small hybrid car. She was transgender, identified as a man, wasn't happy with who she was. All of these things, far left-leaning. The vast majority of the shooters in this country, be it at schools or be it at a political event, they are never right-leaning white nationalists. You have to go and get the FBI to wrangle a bunch of hillbillies up in Michigan into a kidnapping plot. Or you have to get dozens of FBI agents to infiltrate a crowd in Washington, D.C. to try and even catch right-leaning people in a crime. And they have to actually have the authorities commit that crime and rope the good old boys into it so they get blamed for it. That's what's been going on. That's what's going on with the J6 trials. That's what happened up there in Michigan with that Whitmer. That's what's happening. You don't have to believe it if you don't want to, but that's what's really going on. What you think about it doesn't really matter when it comes to what is actually occurring. And those are the facts, period. Now, back to the story. Pacman, or Pac-Man, however, spelled P-A-K-M-A-N, mocked the Christian school for not praying enough. Quote, very surprising that there would be a mass shooting at a Christian school, given that lack of prayers is often blamed for these horrible events. Is it possible they weren't praying enough? Or correctly, despite being a Christian school, end quote. Now, he since deleted that tweet because somebody got to him and said, look, idiot, that's going too far even for you. Gun control activist Shannon Watts of Moms Demand Action, there's another one of those teetotaler gun groups, also seemed to blame the victims as well in her tweet. Quote, if prayers alone work, there wouldn't have been a mass shooting at a school where they pray. Do your effing job, she tweeted. Television show writer Lee Aronson scoffed at prayer while ridiculing the state's move against drag shows. Quote, dead, maimed children equal thoughts and prayers. Drag queen story hour equals impassioned condemnation and priority legislation. The thing is, if we gave an assault rifle to every drag queen, the GOP would make story hour a national holiday, he tweeted. So... here's the deal. These morons want you to think that because you won't allow degenerate behavior in front of young children, that there's something wrong with you. And then one of their degenerates goes and gets a gun and shoots up a school, and somehow that's a Republican's fault. That's actually the meat of this. They're trying to imply that this girl would not have done this had they allowed drag queen story hour in schools. So you're supposed to turn your children over to pop culture thinking. You're not supposed to have a say. And we're going to address that here in a little while with America's youngest Gen Z congressperson. He made a ripping statement and the HuffPost just loved it to death. But he's so wrong, so maleducated, so uninformed. He's a high school graduate musician who they want to treat as some wizened voice. That's your next generation of Democrat politician. We're going to play a quote from him in a few minutes. But anyway, back to the story. NBC News journalist Terry Moran was accused of blaming Christians and Republicans after he highlighted how Tennessee banned transgender medical care for minors, as well as a law that prohibited adult entertainment, including male and female impersonators, during his report on the school shooting. Again, they're trying to say that anybody who blocks transgenderism for children is the problem. The only problem with these damn therapies and this transgender medical care for children is that none of it is FDA approved. None of it has been studied. None of it has been looked into. And over again, you have these children that were maimed getting these transgender surgeries that are now coming back and saying, these psychologists didn't even talk to me. They didn't even listen to me. They just gave me a blank check. They just checked me on and moved me through. You know, I've told this story before. When I was a little kid, I wanted to be a dinosaur. I wanted to be a Tyrannosaurus Rex. I thought they were so cool. I'm just thankful that my parents didn't chop my arms off and tell me to go run down a wildebeest. Anyway, several others balked at Tennessee banning drag shows and gender surgeries for children instead of guns. Newsweek tweeted, this is Newsweek now. This is not, you know, Jim's Cadiddle Hopper website. This is Newsweek. Newsweek tweeted, quote, drag shows and gender-affirming care for minors were banned in Tennessee this month while assault weapons remain legal. One more damn time. I can hit you in the head with a hammer, and the hammer becomes an assault weapon. What's the definition here? Model and Top Chef television host Padma Lakshmi also complained, quote, but drag shows and gender-affirming healthcare are what get banned in Tennessee, end quote. Again, gender-affirming healthcare is not a thing. The FDA has not signed off on it. No government body has signed off on that care as being legitimate medical care. These people are experimenting on kids, and because it is the pop culture thing to do, politicians and celebrities are going along with it, but it has not been studied. It has not been approved. And if you're not hearing anything, you're not seeing success stories. There nowhere are you seeing a success story of a child who was transitioned when they were little and now lives a successful, happy life as an adult. Why do you think, do you not think that if those stories were out there, you'd be seeing them? No, but what you are seeing is children who are coming back and trying to sue doctors and making all of these waves about being allowed to transition when they didn't know any better because their parents didn't want to stand up to them. But that's a whole different topic. Anyway, civil rights attorney and Harvard Law clinical instructor. This is a teacher, a professor, an instructor at Harvard Law. Alejandra Caraballo mocked, quote, thank God Tennessee protected the children from the so-called horrors of drag and gender-affirming care so they can be shot up at school by an AR-15 instead, end quote. YouTube talk show host Brian Tyler Cohen agreed, writing, quote, in light of three children getting killed in a school shooting in Nashville, remember that Tennessee Republicans have squandered their time in office banning drag shows under the pressure of keeping kids safe, end quote. Again, there is nothing that banning any weapon would have done to stop this. Let me be real for a second. I have hesitated. I've gone back and forth to talk about this because the people that commit these acts, not only are they psychotic, not only most of the time have they been receiving intense mental health care and have suddenly stopped that care, not only do a lot of them, a majority of them, are they on law enforcement's radar, but they somehow slip through the cracks. That keeps happening, and I'm not blaming law enforcement for that, because law enforcement can't keep up with every psychotic nut job rolling down the street. I mean, if they did that, the entire entity of Washington, D.C. would be surrounded by police and special task force 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. But what I'm saying is that most of these people are on some kind of severe, intense care. Now, that does not mean that every person who faces depression, bipolar conditional issues, and anxieties, that doesn't mean that all of those people need to be watched by law enforcement, that they should be disallowed from buying weapons. None of that stuff. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that a lot of times these people that go off like this, there is some kind of a notation somewhere that it's going to happen. This woman actually messaged with somebody on social media before she committed these acts, and she actually said, I'm not kidding about this. Meaning that she had been discussing this with someone for a while. Now look, it's bad enough if you have a friend that you think will hurt themselves. It's bad enough that you don't become involved. But if you allow that person to threaten to hurt others and you don't get involved, there is something seriously wrong with you. And we're sitting here talking. I find it so insane that these people are pushing forward drag shows and quote-unquote gender-affirming healthcare that, again, is experimenting on people. It is experimental therapy. Nothing has been clinically studied and proven. This quote-unquote gender-affirming healthcare, this garbage nonsense, this pop culture crap, They're pushing that forward while ignoring the fact that a transgender person, a person who is obviously hurting, a person who hated themselves, who was not happy with herself, and you can get pissed at me all you want to for saying that, because I am angry. I'm tired of kids being hurt. I'm tired of celebrities taking this stupid-ass point of view that they have, and I'm tired of politicians doing nothing to protect these kids. We can send billions of dollars to a global or to a regional, conflict that has nothing to do with us. Billions of dollars. We can let billions of dollars in military hardware sit in a third world country. We can leave it so that our enemies, people that want to kill us, can go take it up and use it against us. We can leave billions and billions, hundreds of billions of dollars of that there. But we can't take that money to make these schools a safer place for kids. This woman shot through this door. I'm going to let you in on a couple of little secrets here that you may or may not know by the time you listen to this podcast. I watched video footage of this woman moving through this school. She was not attempting to hide. She was not attempting to duck. She was not attempting to cover. She shot through a door to get into that school. She shot through the glass and she had to climb in. Had there been anyone in that school prepared to meet her with deadly force, she would have never gotten in the damn door. There is equipment, there are devices that can be used in schools that can subdue an attacker in a hallway. I've seen them used. They exist. Are they probably expensive? Most likely they are. But we can spend all this money in a foreign country that is of no concern to us, messing around with other nations that are none of our damn business. And we can't do anything to protect these kids. We have armed guards protecting money in this country. We have armed guards protecting government buildings in this country. You go to a damn courthouse somewhere and find out real quick. Go up there and start kicking around chairs and stuff. You might see one deputy when you walk in there, maybe some old guy who looks like he's half asleep, but you go in there and start kicking around chairs and see how quickly you're surrounded. We have armed guards protecting politicians. We have armed guards protecting government buildings. We have armed guards protecting banks. But we can't have armed guards protecting the most vulnerable thing in this country. One school resource officer at a school is a good idea, but sometimes it's not enough. This was a private Christian school, so odds are they didn't have a school resource officer there. Now, I don't know if they thought to arm someone at the school. We don't know that. But I know that from watching the video, one trained person could have stopped this before it ever got started. And that's not even talking about all the innovations that could have been used in the construction of this school to stop her. And it is a gray area because it is a private Christian school. And I'm not attacking those people. But this woman was obviously severely mentally ill. She had a severe illness. There was something really, really, really wrong with her. And we're going to be finding out more about that in the coming days. Normally, I hesitate to kind of step out on a limb somewhere and say things. But this pisses me off. I am really sick and tired. And the first thing that all of these mugwumping magpie politicians do is run to the cameras and start, "Oh, we're going to ban assault rifles. We're going to ban them guns because we can ban them guns. It'll stop it." Let me simplify this to you from the point of view of a layperson. I know a little bit about a lot of different things. I know a little bit about rifles and handguns, and I know a little bit about some of the tactical ploys that these people, especially these kids, are using when they're trained with video games. And yes, they are in fact trained by playing video games. Some video games are so realistic nowadays, they teach kids how to break down guns, take them apart, reassemble them, load them, arm them, get them ready, whatever. And this girl was a video game binger. Was she a first-person shooter gamer girl? Don't know about that. But we do know that that was one of the things she listed as one of her hobbies. If that woman had gotten into that school with a couple of handguns, she could have caused a lot more damage. Now, here's the deal. She shot out a door with the rifle she had. She may or may not have been able to shoot out the doors with a pistol. I'm just being perfectly honest with you. But she had surveillance maps of the school. She picked her quickest, easiest entry to get into the school, and that's what she did. She entered the school, and she began to hand out death and destruction inside the school. She was strutting down the aisle, down the hallways like she owned the place. She was strutting. She wasn't concerned. She was checking different places. Who in the hell knows who or what she was looking for? But we know that three innocent children and three innocent adults are dead because of her. But there are different things that could have stopped all this. And none of that stuff happens because unless you want to ban semi-automatic rifles, what they call assault weapons, then it isn't anything that a damn Democrat wants to talk about. And I've said this before, and I will say it again, the powers that be, the people that are in charge, are not serious in this country about helping anyone, about stopping anyone. They have an agenda, and that's all they want to talk about. And the perfect example of that is President Joe Biden. He is the epitome of the agenda being pushed forward. This man is not in his right mind half the time he speaks, and it's absolute insanity coming out of his mouth. No idea what in the hell he's talking about, but he's still talking anyway. And this guy is just babbling on and on. Now, yesterday, he gave this insane diatribe about this shooting, but that wasn't the first thing that he talked about. Oh, hell no. The first thing he talked about, which was more important than the shooting that had just happened, it was ice cream. Roll it.
My name is Joe Biden. I'm Dr. Joe Biden's husband. And I ate Jenny's ice cream, chocolate chip. I came down because I heard there was chocolate chip ice cream. By the way, I have a whole refrigerator full upstairs. I think I'm kidding. I'm not. God. Ben, how are you, pal? One of the best guys in the United States Congress, Ben Cardin. Folks, welcome to the White House.
Okay, did you hear that? Now imagine this, okay? It is a Monday afternoon. You're getting ready to give prepared marks to a group of small business people. Someone bursts in and says, Mr. President, there's been a school shooting. Now that didn't just happen because this address happened in the early afternoon, so he knew about the damn shooting, okay? He might not have had a lot of time to prepare for it, but he knew about it. He knew about the damn shooting, and then he goes out and says this. I'm going to play the clip again, so just listen to what is being said.
My name is Joe Biden. I'm Dr. Joe Biden's husband.
Okay, so they go into him. Mr. President, there's been a school shooting. You need to address the nation. You've got this small business expo, the small business meeting. You need to address the nation. Okay, I'll handle it. So he goes out there. First thing he says, hey, I'm President Joe Biden's husband. Ha 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 ha. Everyone's laughing it up. I've got a theory as to why he handled it like that, how he had to come out and make his joke. But first he makes one joke, then he's got to tell another joke. Middle of a public school shooting crisis, Joe Biden's got jokes.
And I ate Jenny's ice cream, chocolate chip. I came down because I heard there was chocolate chip ice cream. By the way, I have a whole refrigerator full upstairs. I think I'm kidding. I'm not. God.
So here he's just kind of going on about his favorite particular brand of ice cream. Oh, I heard there was ice cream down here. That's why I came down. That's my favorite. Chocolate chip. Jenny's ice cream. I love it. And everybody's still kind of laughing there and moving along politely with the little joke. Knowing that this thing has happened, he's sitting here cracking jokes about it. About ice cream when this other thing happened. And just to show you how completely out of touch he is that before he even begins to address the school shooting, he's got to start doing shout outs in the damn crowd.
Ben, how are you, pal? One of the best guys in the United States Congress, Ben Cardin. Folks, welcome to the White House.
So here you have Biden. He's made a couple of stupid jokes about his marriage and about ice cream, and now he's welcomed Ben Cardin in, you know, House Rep member there. And he is then welcomes everyone to the White House. Well, how congenial. You've just witnessed or you've just heard on the media about a school shooting, and you're sitting here playing greeter or concierge to a bunch of business people at the White House. One of two things is proven through his actions here. Number one, either Joe Biden absolutely does not care about the state of this nation and the people in it, number one. Because, see, you can disagree with someone's political views. I disagree vehemently with this whole semi-automatic rifle ban and what they call assault weapons because they look mean. They look bad. They've got tactical gear on them, so they are bad guns for bad people, by golly. So I can disagree with someone on that vehemently and still think they care about the country, which I think that's just a gun control scam anyway. But the fact that he came out and had to go through this other stuff either shows one of two things. Number one, he either does not care, which is highly likely, or he is so out of his mind that they coached him and coached him and coached him on what to say. And when he was going out to give this speech, there was just not enough time to coach him to say something else. So they just had to let it ride, give him some note cards, or hope that he worked in the shooting in the appropriate time because he still continued on this meeting. Now, don't misunderstand me. He did shortly thereafter make comments about the shooting. I didn't play them here because they're not necessary. That wasn't really the point. It was just the same liberal hack diatribe you've always heard. Oh, reach across the aisle. Congress got to buy assault weapons. Ban. Guns got to be stopped. You know, sitting there looking like Jeff Dunham's Walter while he's spitting out these remarks about gun banning. And he said the same crap the next day. That wasn't the point of the clip. The point of the clip was is that it was more important for him to come out and make a stupid joke about ice cream. More important to do that than it was to actually address the situation like you should have right off the bat. Presidents have a lot of things to do. They have a lot going on. And this, in some ways, which I guarantee you, no one's going to make fun of Biden for what he pulled there. The media, for the most part, is ignoring it. I saw just a minute ago prepared remarks that he gave at a factory, I guess, up in North Carolina. And it was a little bit more rehearsed, but it was still the same thing. It's still a gathering he had already been planning to go to, but they had a little bit more time to work in some prepared remarks there for him. So it sounded a little more polished. But I guarantee you that they will never make fun of him the way that they made fun of George W. Bush when that first plane hit the tower back on 9/11. George Bush was in a classroom with a bunch of children, and he was reading to them, and they came up to him, and they told him that the plane had hit the tower. Well, he didn't know anything else, so he quickly and quietly got out of what he was doing and excused himself and left. But because he didn't throw that book and shove kids off his lap and run out of the room right then, the media made fun of him like he was unprepared or stupid or addled. But I guarantee you they won't say the same things about old Jolting Joe Biden. No, they won't talk about him making some moronic joke about ice cream. And it, like I said, it had to be one of two things. Number one, he either does not care, which is a recurring theme on the Blue Collar USA podcast, or he was unable to have his programming changed because of the way that they have to rehearse things with him not being in his right mind before he goes out on that stage. Now, there's all kinds of controversy around Joe Biden. It's being revealed more and more that he and his kids, mainly his son Hunter that's still alive, were involved with the Chinese Communist Party and gained millions and millions of dollars in assisting the Chinese Communist Party and people that are loyal to the Chinese Communist Party in all manner of business transactions, everything from real estate to lobbying key politicians, both federal and state and local, and getting the assistance of getting people's attention, getting the right person in contact with these folks to just sort of grease the wheels or make it a lot easier for people that are bound to a government that is openly hostile to America and American interests within the boundaries of America itself. And knowing all this right here, it may seem a little odd that old Jolting Joe is threatening to ban TikTok or is open to ban the app TikTok in the entire United States. However, the only reason that he's coming out and banning, potentially threatening to ban TikTok is because more and more politicians are starting to realize that TikTok is detrimental to everything from your regular everyday. If you have TikTok on your phone or on your device, it could very well have all of your credit card information, all of your bank information, any sense of information on that phone being stored somewhere in China. the people that own TikTok, this company called ByteDance, they are directly responsible to the Chinese government because they are based in China. They also do not have to face the same measures of protection and privacy that American-based companies do because they're not based in America. So that makes them different. Now, I'm not sitting here telling you that TikTok needs to be banned, and I don't even really want to discuss that today. I think it's a big First Amendment issue, and I think it's something that when it finally comes in is going to be fought out in the courts. However, that being said, Jolton Joe and his kid made a lot of money off of Communist China. A lot of money. And they did it recently. It wasn't decades ago. It wasn't years ago. It was recently. The funny thing is that Jolton Joe is still pushing his green agenda. He's still pushing his anti-gun stance. And he even had the gall to say on TV,
"Hey, I'm a Second Amendment guy. I've got a couple of shotguns."
Yeah, he told somebody he'd blast them off in the air to scare off intruders and was warned quickly that he'd go to jail for that. Well, he wouldn't go to jail being president. I'd kind of like to see him in his bathrobe blasting off a couple of rounds up there on the second floor of 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue just see if he'd be man enough to do it. I kind of think he would be. Wrong person put a gun in his hand, he's not in his right mind. He couldn't stop himself. But back to his speech and the remarks he made about chocolate chip ice cream. It either means that he doesn't care, or he doesn't realize. One of the two. And either way, it's dangerous and it's bad for this country. But the biggest thing that we face every time something like this happens is there is no talk about, no substantive talk about mental health care. There's no substantive talk about hardening up schools and making them harder to get into. Now, this woman studied this school. She prepared herself to do this. She was willing to go in there and die. And it doesn't matter what you have. It doesn't matter if it's assault weapons, as they call them, or a homemade bomb. She's going to get in that school and cause some problems. So sitting here saying you're going to take away a certain class of gun, that's not the answer. I want to point something else out about this woman. They said that she had to... semi-automatic weapons is what I'm going to call them because I think the term assault rifle is insulting. Like I said earlier, if I hit you in the head with a hammer, that hammer becomes an assault weapon. Is it scarier if I paint it black and put rubber grips on it? It's a hammer. I can still harm you. As a matter of fact, more people in this country are harmed by hand tools than handguns every year. No one talks about that, though. But we're going to get into something about an idiotic freshman congressman has said. I just cannot believe the stupid. And, of course, he's a young punk with no education. So they're going to pump this guy up like he's Einstein reborn. But at any rate, back to what we're talking about right now. Politicians don't give a damn about any of this because think of all the money that they waste on their wasted, stupid, thoughtless projects. Sending money to Ukraine. Leaving all of that hardware in Afghanistan, all of the money that they just pissed away, all that money could have been spent on hiring more faculty. It could have been spent on strengthening the schools to where it's harder for someone to get in. It could have been spent on training someone to actually meet a prepared threat at that school. I have a very close personal friend who works at a school a couple hours from here. And they can't even hire the appropriate personnel. You want to look at the most thankless job in this country? Look at a teacher. I know that we talk about teachers in the media that are bad teachers, that do nutball things, that try to teach their kids wokeism, transgenderism, and all this stuff. But that is the exception. That is not the rule. The majority of teachers in this country bust their asses to educate your children. They spend thousands of dollars of their own money every year, and their salaries suck. Why in the world do some of the most important people, you can class teachers along with paramedics, along with doctors, along with people in the medical care field that actually have hands-on medical care for people, cops, firefighters, soldiers, all of these classes of people are some of the most underpaid people in this country. You want better cops? Then you raise the standards. But when you raise the standards, you raise the pay. And nobody's going to sit here and say that teachers have to have their standards raised. Because teachers already have, they already spend half of their damn day, their 10, 11, and 12-hour plus day, folks. They don't work a 7.5-hour day 10 months out of the year. They work usually 10 to 12 hours a day, on the weekends as well, during the summer as well, for very low pay. Pay them more. Use some of this money that you're blowing on all these asinine programs and these giveaways to countries that hate America to pay teachers more, to hire more teachers, to hire more staff, to make these schools a better place. It's not hard. I see it every damn day. I am the world's biggest freedom guy. I believe in freedom. I don't believe in a national gun data registry. I don't believe in banning any kind of weapons. But I also believe that if you know that there are people out there that have legitimate, not made up, not any type of supposed, but if you know people that have legitimate mental concerns, maybe they just have to jump through a couple of extra hoops to get a handgun. You want to sit here on the one hand and say that you want to control the guns. You want to take the guns away? How many people die in automobile accidents? No one's outraged over that. How many people die? What about the whole nonsense that's going on with fentanyl just pouring across the border in this country? What about the opioid addictions? What about the alcohol deaths? How sclerosis just kills people? What about tobacco nicotine deaths? No one is outraged about that. No, they want to go after the gun manufacturers. And I'm going to tell you a little secret about these school shooters. Looking at the school shooter thing from myself, being, I consider myself to have an average knowledge of handguns. I know that most likely, not 100%, there's different ways to handle it, but most likely, this school shooter in Tennessee would have had a hard time busting through the door she got through with just a pistol. She could have gotten through. Maybe had to have been a little bit smarter, but see, she also studied the school. She took the easiest way in. But I'm going to tell you right now, if you think that a assault weapons ban, or whatever they want to call it, is going to stop school shooting, you are an idiot. Because I'm going to tell you right now, she took a handgun into the school with her too. Why do you think she took the handgun with her? In case she couldn't get the rifles to do what she wanted them to do. Because a person with a handgun in close proximity is every bit as dangerous as a person with a long-range weapon like a rifle. And that's what a rifle is. It's a long-range weapon. Now, they're used at short range quite often. But if you don't think that somebody can't be just as devastating with a handgun, wouldn't even have to be a semi-automatic. They could bring revolvers in. And they have quick-load revolvers. And this person educated themselves on the operation of this weapon. Just like any other person will educate themselves on the operation of another weapon. You want to see death and destruction that was levied out on a group of people without a handgun? Look at Marseille, France, the people that were run down with a truck out there. They say, oh, well, that hardly ever happens. People that want to hurt, maim, and kill are going to hurt, maim, and kill. They're just going to use the most convenient tools in front of them. As I said, politicians are not serious about solving this. They're not serious about doing anything about it. You take one of the oldest in the country, Joe Biden, there joking about his ice cream and stuff. And then you move on to one of the youngest, this little firebrand, supposedly, this uneducated buffoon from Florida who suddenly is the sweet darling of the left because he gets up and he says dumb things that they think are smart, so they're smart. So here's this 27-year-old kid. His name is Maxwell Frost. His important works are signing on to every anti-gun bill that he can in Congress. He actually put a bill forward trying to create a gun violence database, you know, another layer of bureaucracy in Washington, D.C., because that's what they really need, is more bureaucracy. But anyway, this little fella could not waste any time in jumping up in front of the cameras to make a little statement about gun violence. I believe this happened either yesterday or this morning.
I am furious. Angry that 3 kids died today in Nashville, Tennessee. Angry that hundreds of parents had to cry their eyes out today, not knowing if their child would come home from school. And angry that we have to live day after day when we turn on the news to see rampant gun violence claiming life after life.
So here at this point, you can't really argue with the kids' logic. Hey, I'm angry too. I'm sick and tired of turning on the TV every damn day and seeing some psychotic nut job going on a killing spree. Or I'm sick and tired of seeing somebody murder an innocent person. I'm tired of seeing it myself. So at this point, this guy hasn't really said anything that stupid, insane, or off the wall yet, and you're thinking, hey, this is a Gen Z kid, maybe he has a different take on it. Well, if that's what you're thinking, you're about to be disappointed, because this kid is another dyed-in-the-wool, run-of-the-mill liberal, and he's going to lay out every major liberal argument in about the next 30 seconds. Many of which of those arguments, by the way, have been disproven ad nauseum. But you can't reason with stupid, so here we go.
And all of this is because politicians in this chamber that have been bought and paid for by the NRA, that put profits over people, over human lives.
Okay, Max, so just for a minute, let's take your flawed, stupid argument and look at it just for a second. You may actually have a point about nobody doing anything. Of course, the NRA thing is wrong. It's this little thing called the Second Amendment to the Constitution of the United States that keeps them from just taking the guns away. And I've still got the damn numbers. I've got the statistics, okay? These assault-style weapons are responsible for less than 3% of all murders in this country yearly. The latest complete figure year being 2020, but that's okay. That's about 400 murders that year out of the 13,620 or so that there were, but that's okay. Let's go get the assault rifles because they're scary looking. Now, let's just take your stupid argument for a minute and say that maybe you're right. Well, what in the hell happened during between 2020 and 2022? Because as you'll recall, Max, Democrats controlled everything. They controlled the House, they controlled the Senate, they controlled the presidency. So where were you then, Max? I didn't hear you criticizing them back then. Oh, hell no. Now, as I said months ago, since Republicans won the House of Representatives, everything is Republicans' fault. And because the Republicans last week dared to make the stupid mistake of telling parents that they should have a right in saying how their children are educated and not the state, well, Mo Maxie thinks that's wrong and a waste of time as well. But wait, he hasn't covered all the talking points yet. Let's see if he goes after some more of those liberal Democrat anti-gun, anti-American, anti-choice talking points. I kind of think he will.
Coward who wasted our time last week, passing a parental bill of rights, not giving a damn about the rights of children.
See, the Republican-controlled House passed a parental bill of rights to give parents more say over these damn school boards, where the school boards just basically tell parents who are concerned about the idiotic things they're allowing their children to be taught that they can be thrown in jail. I mean, that, you know, it isn't like Merrick Garland didn't go and send the DOJ to harass some of these parents, especially like in Loudoun County, Virginia. Oh, wait a minute, he kind of did. Yeah, but see, with our buddy Max Frost here, that's wrong. Parents shouldn't have that say because the state knows better. Because he, a 27-year-old, barely graduated high school who's currently enrolled, quote-unquote, in college, should have more of a say over the development, growth, and health of your children than you should, because he's done so well at raising all those kids. Wait a minute, he's single, no kids? Okay, well, but he's a liberal, so he's smarter, see? So he should have more of a say over your kids. And you're dumb, and those damn Republicans in Congress have wasted everybody's time by trying to give parents the control over their own damn kids. Who in the hell do those Republicans think they are?
To be able to go to their classroom without the fear of being gunned down due to senseless gun violence.
You know what I do see a lot of, Representative Frost? You see them all the time on social media now. You see these videos where one kid, or one girl, or one boy is getting the absolute crap kicked out of them by a bunch of other kids, and a bunch of fools are standing around filming that, yelling, "World star, world star!" You keep seeing that pop up. I'm not really hearing any anger towards that, Max, but that doesn't matter, right? Because that doesn't fit your anti-gun agenda. That's not as important, you know. 20,000 kids being bullied and have the snot kicked out of them every day is not nearly as important as you trying to get assault weapons banned because of 400 murders in a year. So millions and millions of people need to lose their rights because we're not even looking into the mental health aspect. And don't get me wrong. If we had looked into the mental health aspect and we had hardened the schools and it was still happening, then I would say maybe we need to have a conversation. But you won't do anything. Nothing will you do to come up with another solution. It's funny how Democrats always want to reach across the aisle when they make Republicans agree with them. But when Republicans won't agree with them, and don't get me wrong, I'm no fan of the Republicans, but when Republicans won't agree with them, then all of a sudden, it's the Republicans who are at fault for not reaching across the aisle. When reaching across the aisle means bow down and do what we want you to do. You know, like when Obama said, we're going to make them ride in the back of the bus. He said that on purpose. Yes, that was a very racial, Rosa Parks-esque type statement for Barack Obama to use. He used it intentionally. Don't kid yourselves.
It is likely that at this moment, the next mass shooter is planning their shooting. What will this chamber do about it?
Well, Max, I'm going to be perfectly honest with you. The people that you are modeling yourself after, the progressive Democrats, they have already spent probably the last two decades destroying young people, destroying their ability to think, destroying their hope, ruining the economy so that they couldn't move forward, so that they can't move out on their own and buy their own house, and all these things are so expensive and outrageous. It's because of policies that people like you push. You see, you destroy their hope. And when you destroy someone's hope, then they can't have anything to hold on to when times get tough. The reality is that there's always going to be pushy, hateful bullies in this world. And the only way that other people can rise above that and succeed, those that are bullied and those that are pushed around, or is if they see a light at the end of the tunnel. And the funny thing is here you've got this 28-year-old woman who went and committed this atrocious attack. 28 years, let's see, if the Democrats have been steady destroying stuff since at least the middle of the Bush era, that would be sometime around 2004, that would be about two decades. She would have been a child back then. So if she's been told for the last 20 years that she has no hope, no ability, no chance of succeeding, which is what you idiots do, then what do you think is going to happen, Max? Do you want to sit here and blame Republicans because they won't ban a weapon that questionably might have been responsible for 400 deaths out of tens of thousands, less than 3%? You want to take that away from millions of people while you do not want to address the mental health crisis in this country that is destroying this country, or the opiate epidemic? The drugs pouring across the southern border. The fact that now that we've allowed all the illegals to pour in again, jobs are once again becoming scarce, hopelessness is running rampant, but no, you want to blame a set of guns. How smart are you, Max? Really?
I filed my last bill last week to simply create a federal office of gun violence prevention. Three kids are dead today, and every day that we wait, 100 more people die. I pray to God that there are some Republicans in this chamber that can help support my legislation to save lives.
Now, this is where I'm telling you that Max is not sincere, that he's just pushing Democrat talking points. If he thinks he is, then he's stupid. He's just stupid. He's an atypical Gen Z know-nothing puke who thinks they're smarter than everyone else in the room. The reality is that the last year that there's complete data on for gun deaths in this country is 2020. And while, yes, it is true that 45,222 people did die from gun-related injuries in the U.S. in 2020, more than half of those, 54%, were suicides. Those were people that were seeking to take their own lives. Okay, so the brutal reality is, as sad as this is, and as much as it hurts me to say this, most of those people were going to end it anyway. That's not a good thing. I have known people who have been suicidal. It is a horrible thing. It's a horrible thing to know that you knew someone that took their life and you could not help them. So I won't publicize that. I won't sit here and try to put a political spin on that. I'm just going to leave it there for what it is. 45,054%. That means that probably around 25,000 of the 45,000 that died took their own lives that year. Then when you look at how many actually were murdered due to semi-automatic rifles or assault weapons, as they want to call them, it drops all the way down to about 3%. 408. I don't believe that with the horrific thing that happened, that these Democrats could not wait to get in front of a camera and start running their mouths. And this legislation that he passed, this, or that he put forward, that will never get passed, this Office of Gun Violence, it's another gun register. It is a way to track gun sales and gun use And it adds another layer to the bureaucracy, the already bloated bureaucracy of Washington, D.C. Folks, I'm telling you right now, there are not three branches of government. There are three official branches, the judicial, the legislative, and the executive. The judicial, of course, being the courts, the legislative being the Senate and the House, and the executive being the presidency and his cabinet. Those are the three official recognized branches of government in our federal government. There is a fourth branch. It is a bureaucracy. Anyone who tells you that it is not a fourth branch is a damn liar, because it is a group of unelected, unappointed people who you have virtually no chance of getting rid of once they screw things up. And they have been screwing things up wholesale for the damn better part of the last century. And you can't do anything to fix that unless you take the power back, and that's to go to your state, local legislatures. Not your representatives that you elect and send to Washington, D.C., your electives that you elect and send to your state capital. Those are the people that are going to have to come together with other states and fix this. I'm sorry if I was a little hot today, if I got a little loud in some places. I am really, really, really pissed off about this. And just like I said, you look at one of the oldest politicians on the Democrat side, Jolting Joe Biden, and you look at one of the youngest, Captain Gen Z here, Maxwell Frost. They're all saying the same tired liberal talking points. They don't want to help. They don't take any responsibility for all the money that they blow and waste. They want to throw this experimental therapy on these kids that are hurting, that are confused, instead of really trying to help those kids. And then they turn around and try to scapegoat religion because this girl went in here and attacked this school. Somebody at that school may have been inherently cruel to that girl. We don't know, because that was 16, 17 years or more in the past when she attended there. So we have no idea what happened at that school. There might have been people at that school who actually loved her and tried to help her, but her progressive activist mother put her in that school. So what was going on with that? Maybe back during that time she had an abusive father that pushed her into that school. We don't know. We'll find out more as the days go on. But the point of the matter is that there is something wrong in this country when people who get paid to be journalists mock religion publicly. The vast majority of people in this country still have some type of Judeo-Christian beliefs. They may not go to church every Sunday or every Saturday. They may not go to synagogue, but they still have some sort of religious beliefs. And the fact that these people openly mock them and they say that they're just mocking Christians, that's the easiest thing in the world to do. So on the one hand, you have got the pop culture mocking the foundation of the country, what made the country strong. And then on the other hand, you've got politicians trying to steal your rights. They don't care about those poor children. They don't care about those poor adults. They don't care about the families that were torn apart. It's all about pushing their agendas. That's what you need to realize. Don't let these people rip you down over an agenda. There are ways to fix these problems, and they don't involve suddenly trying to take the rights away from millions of law-abiding Americans. As I said, I did this to make you aware. Sorry if it was a little less chipper or cheerful than most of our podcasts are. But I am thankful that you tuned in today to listen to the Blue Collar USA podcast. I hope that I helped you have a little bit of understanding of what's going on. You need to have the perspective of who the people in charge really are before you cast a vote for them again. And as I told you before, and I will tell you again, the people that are leading you right now, especially the Democrats, they absolutely do not care about how you pay your bills, how you put gas in your car, how you survive. They don't care. They do not care. They have an agenda, and they will push it. A school shooting, what happens? They run right out and start talking about taking guns away. That is the first thing. Not thanking the officers for their bravery, the officers that rushed bravely into the school. Not taking a moment to feel some sorrow for the community or the pastor that lost his baby along with those other two innocent children or the adults who were there just trying to help kids, these people that lost their lives. There's no moment for that. No, it's right into the pull guns agenda. So think about this when you cast your votes. You can vote for people on the one side of this problem who don't care about you, or you can vote for the people on the other side who at least appear to try to fix it. You can say that the Republicans are equally to blame for not fixing the problems in this country, but you cannot say that the Republicans helped cause these problems. And you can say that all day long about the Democrats, because they absolutely 100% did. The vast majority of the problems that we face in this nation today can solely be laid at the feet of Democrats. Once again, I want to thank you for tuning in today. We will be back soon with another hot topic to discuss. If you have any questions or comments, please reach out to us on social media. Blue Collar USA Podcast is on Facebook. Go right to Messenger. Send us messages and questions. We'll be glad to answer them quickly right there. May even give me a good idea for another podcast. Until next time, take care of yourselves and be wary of what these people are trying to push on you, because they're not going to stop. Once again, thank you for listening. We'll be back real soon.